Okay, now we got a coat and breeches and pants that match your collars.
What size?
And if you just bought it, wouldn't be an old one, it'd be a
new one.
Okay. And the pockets are all filled up with things. Say the pockets really.
Oh, that's the Elijah Jerry Heath. He takes me out the bank and I go to work, get washers and bolts and nails and first one thing out of the pocket before they then out of work.
Well, I wanted you to use that, is it a little bulge or bulge for the pocket where it really stick out like that?
Yeah.
Which one of those?
We used to
make
all kinds of
have
his pocket full of
wood, yeah,
so he couldn't get around.
Now,
that's one of my brothers.
Now, they don't have so much trouble with this anymore, but the collar was, a shirt, wasn't tantalized, you know, you wash it and it would get smaller. You'd say then it's, did you ever see?
Yeah, I can remember. Do
you remember another word they used to use?
They said too tight.
Or draw?
Yeah.
Yeah, draw up.
Draw up.
Draw up.
And did they, something small that you might carry in your pocket to keep coins in?
They called that the
Washington.
No, it's the little pocketbook that they call it. But that,
Leather
pal.
Yeah, leather
pal.
Or
maybe
a change. Yeah, change
purse. Yeah.
Oh,
that's something
that
you might wear around your wrist.
Wrist
band. I just mean the kind of thing that a lady might wear for a kind of an ornament.
Bracelet?
Yeah. And then men used to wear they still do.
Spenders is what you're talking about.
Remember they called it something else?
Yeah. That's the ball, what was it they called them?
And something you open up on a rainy day.
An umbrella.
And you're making the bed, the last thing you put over the bed.
They used to back in use sheets for bedspreads because there wasn't no bedspreads. I've got some here that I've embroidered for my own work. Flyers and things in to make them pretty on top of the bed.
Do you have, is there